Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Promo code STAPLE20.
Do you own or rent your home?
Sure you do.
And I bet it could be hard work. But you know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today.
That's GEICO.com.
We have a very legendary guest on today. We have one half of Love, Live, Serve. We have Mr. Rhino in the building.
I don't know if I can top that introduction.
That is it. That is it. Everyone listening at home, welcome to Sus. Share your scare. We talk to different people and hear their stories of survival, the paranormal, and all things sus. I'm your host, Brennan Taylor, and here is my brother, Jake.
What's up?
And man, it's really awesome to have you on, even though you're an hour late, man. Thank you for finally getting here.
Thanks for having me. I will completely blame Uber for that. I was pretty punctual, but I'll blame Uber.
Blame them. Hopefully their stocks drop and I can jump in when it's cheap. You know what I mean? So man, tell me how you became you, okay? Because like we were looking up your YouTube channel and we saw like you as a little ass kid doing some music videos.
Yeah.
How did this start, man?
Well, really, I've always enjoyed making YouTube videos as a child. Like, I think most people have a inclination to just get on their laptop or webcam or whatever and make cringy stuff.
Yeah.
So I was like every other kid who did that. And I would make videos with my friends on the weekends. And soon I met Noah, sixth grade. And throughout middle school, he and I would get together on the weekends and make little funny music videos. And I basically never lost that interest to continue to make these little skits. And when I was in high school, make little skits here and there. And then people in the hallways, I think it was my junior or senior year, were like, oh, I saw your video. You guys did a little high schoolers video. I was like, yeah. They're like, oh, that was so funny. I was like, yeah, appreciate it. I felt like famous. I had that first little taste of people seeing me like that. And it's like a drug. You can never get enough of it.
Exactly.
So I fell in love with that.
And now you're sitting on, what, 6.7 million subscribers, man?
6.7.
You're almost about to get that diamond plaque.
Bro, that's my goal.
Man.
And I think my goal is like 20M. And then I'll feel like decent.
So I'll feel all right with my life and how it's going.
Exactly.
Dude, that's crazy. Well, congrats on all the success that has happened with your channel. I remember you guys posted it was the wrong songs to like the right. I don't know what you titled it, but it was so funny. You had like all these dudes. It looked like it was gonna be a rap video, and it turned out you were singing Big Time Rush.
Exactly.
How did you get the idea for such a viral idea? Like it's genius.
Yes, when the music video doesn't match the song.
Yes, there we go.
I was in my apartment in college. I think I was a junior. I actually don't know. Time's been going really weird as of recent. I was in my room and I had this one rap video and I was listening to Big Time Rush for absolutely, I don't even know why. It popped up, random something. And I was listening to this, looking at the visual of the rap, and then I was playing the Big Time Rush and I was like, oh, this would be hilarious if we did this and we had them sing this. And that was it. And then I went to Noah's room, showed him. And he's like, oh, this would be awesome. And he has all the black friends, so
I was wondering how you guys had so many friends.
Yeah. So my high school was predominantly white, I would say. It was diverse, but it was predominantly white. Noah's was predominantly black. So he had more black friends than I did. And I was like, for this video, we need black people. So we got it. We made it happen. And we ended up milking it. Can I cuss?
Yeah, go for it.
Milking the hell out of the series. And I had so much fun doing it.
Really, but like a video like that, you don't make any money, right? Because they claim that right away. So like you were just doing it just straight off the clout that was coming from it.
And that's most of our channel is doing copyrighted videos. Most people don't do that.
Yeah,
they won't sacrifice just to get the views. That everybody wants the money, but I'm like, I'm an artist,
right.
So I have to get the art out there, and if it means me being broke and eating Pop Tarts for dinner, then I'll do it. So
yo, this was lying. Can we pop up a picture of him somewhere with his iced out, you know, AP full bust down? Like, this one does not play around, man. How do you go ahead and make money when you're only using, like, you know, claimable songs?
So it's just a little bit of copyrighted, a little bit not,
yeah,
a little bit of copyright, and then we were cussing. We did the series Blasting Inappropriate Music in the Library, and you could understand what that does to your CPM. So that took us down even more. So honestly, any other YouTuber that you see around our size makes far more than we do. So it's really just a balance of we did a lot of brand deals at a point in time. We did a whole bunch to try to make up for the lack of money. But I at this point in my life, I'm not too money driven. I'm more trying to give the viewer, I guess, bring more value to the viewer and give them comedy and laughs while not trying to rinse them out of every dollar.
Quality over quantity, you know, most definitely. I saw your biggest view video was the, you know, the blasting inappropriate songs at 30-something million views, man. Like, when you posted that, what was it like what the time, like when you posted it from when it was blowing up, like tell me like the first hour, like what did it have, you know, and how did you know when it was going to be like viral?
That's a great question. We posted, I think it was Weird Songs in the Library first, and they did decent. It wasn't like boom, straight to the top. It was more just a very gradual growth. And then at some point in time, they all started going up. And I think once the one got a million, whatever, million some, 2 million, I was like, we got to do another one. And then we did another one that got even more views. So it was it was no overnight virality, but it happened relatively quickly, which is why we knew to keep making them.
Yeah.
And we're going to be doing a season 2 of the blasting music.
Yeah, we were watching that. That's brave, man. Like, I can't be in there doing public pranks.
Straight face. Like, no.
Straight face.
Yeah, like, how'd you not laugh? Like, I would have been dying of laughter and looking at other people's eyes.
I learned from, because I'm friends with, like, Big Doss and some other pranksters. My friends, they're called That Just Happened. They do pranks as well. I learned from them, when you get into a prank video, you're always thinking, oh, no, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. But if you just do something and not even give your chance to think about what you're doing, there's less stress involved.
Oh,
so
God.
It's like, all right, I'm just going to sit here and play.
That's great,
and just
man.
Let it happen. And it is hilarious, but I got so used to doing it that I didn't laugh as much anymore.
Wow. See, like, I remember when we tried a couple pranks once in a while, we were like, it was just way too much, like, sitting there shaking.
It's
like,
stressful.
Oh, no, what's going to happen? You know what I mean? Like, that the prank stuff just doesn't work.
Yeah, we did that one where we were, like, touching people's hand, like, on the elevator.
Oh.
And we had some people, like, that one lady, like, literally was, like, about to kill us.
Yeah, like, people, it's just, like, I didn't like the confrontation, the awkwardness. So, like, it was, like, that's it for me. Pranks are just not my thing.
I've tried even doing, like, girl pickup videos.
Man.
That'll kill your ego real quick.
But the good thing with that is if you fail, you're like, oh, it was just for a YouTube video. Whatever. You know,
I don't
you walk
want
away.
You,
yeah.
Like, nah, it's the prank stuff. That's why we were like, okay, we need to continue our skits because you can always do skits. You can't always do pranks. That, to my anxiety and my soul, I don't like messing with people. So blasting the music was not touching anyone. You can't get too mad at it.
Right.
People did get mad. There actually was one girl that I saw in public. She was like, I was walking in the hallway at my school, and she was like, you're that guy. And I thought she was like a fan, whatever. And I was like, yeah, it's me, whatever. She's like, I was in that video. I didn't say you could post that.
Oh,
I said, mm-hmm, and I just like kept
that
walking.
That wasn't me.
Because we didn't tell her that it was a video, which I probably should, but
have you had to deal with any, like, because I've had cease and desist letters just from filming at like a hotel or something?
Really?
Like that.
Yeah.
Has that happened to you from doing pranks?
No pranks. Well, knock on wood, that never happens. Everyone that we've ever done stuff on has been cool with it and has a good sense of humor and is all for the poops and giggles. But we've had like Complex send us a cease and desist.
Really?
Because we used the logo on one of our videos. And so I know that Joe LaPuma guy probably doesn't like me that much. The sneaker shopping dude. But hopefully I'll get on the sneaker shopping one day when I get actually popular.
One of these sneakers companies hit me up to go on and do one, but I was just like, no, I don't know enough about sneakers. I'm going to look so stupid. You're going to say, oh, you like these Air Jordan Maxes? I'm like, well, yeah. And you're like, those don't exist. And I'm like, oh, man.
I couldn't. I don't know. The cease and desist stuff scares me. I try not to get into too much.
Because they scare you with the wordage. It's like, look, this is a $150,000 fine if you don't take it. And like, you just see the $150,000 fine and you're like, God dang it, my life is ruined.
And we had, I can't even speak on it literally because it's a legal issue and whatever. But I had an incident like that where the wordage of stuff was all intense. And I was like, man, I was all mad and stuff. But I couldn't say anything.
Can't do nothing.
Still can't.
You know, I kind of want to touch this subject a little, and I know we've talked about this off air. I feel like it's such an interesting thing. You taught me about this thing. It's called NoFap.
NoFap.
What? Can you explain what this is?
NoFap. And to anyone who's listening to this, take this as a sign from the universe that this is what you've been waiting for. If you're a guy, I think it works for girls too. But to explain it, it's essentially...
Wait, but before you say this, if there's anyone really young, maybe close your ears for this part. You know, make sure you know that you're getting into this right when Rhino starts speaking right now.
Okay, yes.
Now continue.
We'll try not to use too much vulgar language. But essentially, NoFap is just refraining from choking the chicken.
works. There we go.
So instead of, oh, I'm bored, let me... Or choking the chicken, I don't know.
Feeding the meat.
Yanking a chain, whatever. You just don't do it. Don't do it. And instead, when you're bored, do something else. And don't go to that as a coping mechanism for stress, boredom, hunger, sadness, whatever. And then soon, there are a million different benefits that you can get from not doing it. And people will laugh when I bring it up to them. Like, oh, that's crazy. Oh, I can never do that. And then you start to see the superpowers that you get from refraining, and it's pretty miraculous.
Look, when I laughed at Rhino when he first told me this. You know, we were on FaceTime, and he was telling me about this. I was like, bro, you're absolutely insane. I did it for like 10 days at one point, and I kid you not, I had Dan Bilzerian women, like women that hang out with Dan Bilzerian-looking women, right, hitting me up, like six of them at the same time, bro. And I was like, this is not normal at all. Like, I mean, I like to say that like, girls talk to me and stuff, but like, these were like supermodels. Like, they didn't belong to be talking to me. You know what I mean?
That's the thing. And it's not just women that will. That's one. If you guys want to look it up in more details, just type in NoFap benefits or something. But there are so many benefits.
Yeah.
Women seem to be more attracted to you. And people are like, well, why is that? There's no science to back that up. I feel like it goes into an almost spiritual thing.
Yeah.
People are saying pheromones. They can smell your pheromones. But then they say, well, if you're not looking to be intimate with anybody, your presence becomes one of more confidence. And like, if you're with a girl and you're trying to XYZ with her, she could probably pick up on that. But if you in your mind, you're not concerned about that or anything of that matter, she might pick up on that also and be like, he doesn't want to.
Right.
He doesn't want any of this action. Why is it? Brennan, what is up with you? Like, what are you
exactly.
doing tonight?
And that's the thing. It's like a lot of guys that are out there, they send off that energy if that's all they want. You know what I mean? And that forces like girls to realize that.
I think it's a lot of energy, you know? Like if you like step back, next time clubs are open, if you step back and just like watch everyone else doing what they do, you see like how the guys are very pushy up against girls.
Yes, exactly.
And then the girls, like I've been at tables and I've seen girls like pointing at other guys from another table and be like, you come here. Because like
the guys having fun and doing
the guys
thing.
Doing their
care.
Own thing or dancing by themselves and just like having like the funnest time, and they're calling someone else to another table that some other guy probably bought, and they're I don't know.
And I think, and now we're getting into a whole I could talk about this. I could be on this for 3 hours. the concept of men and women and attraction and all that stuff, I think number one, doing the whole nofap thing, if you're a guy looking to get more attention from girls and have a better life in general, doing the nofap thing is the first and best step you can take. Nice watch, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
You're like your
yes, sir.
I was gonna wear my Rolly, but I didn't want to.
Come
wanna,
on,
like,
man.
Yeah, my
Rolly boys.
I didn't want to flex on y'all. The thing that I found that most women are attracted to is, literally, it sounds corny, being yourself and not caring
right.
what anybody thinks. I think the guys that I've seen who get the most action and most attention don't give a hoot about a girl.
Exactly.
If a girl comes over, they don't change their demeanor. Hey, what's up? Yeah, I'm here. We're doing a little podcast, whatever. I'll get you later.
Yeah.
Like, that's not cool. That doesn't attract people. Being goofy and being saying things that nobody says, that's more attractive.
Exactly. Yeah. And I just want to read off a couple of the benefits that are online. Like, there's just a couple right here. It says increased happiness, boosted confidence, increased motivation and willpower, lower levels of stress and anxiety, heightened spirituality, self-acceptance, and improved attitude and appreciation towards the opposite sex. Those are all just great characteristics to have in an everyday life, not even just to do it just because you're – you know, not trying to do it, but
yeah, every facet of your life can get better. They say women are more attracted to you, guys are more drawn to you and respect you more.
Right. You're just more liked, I feel like, and I think it's really it's an interesting theory. I don't know if it's like scientifically proven or not, but I feel like there just hasn't been enough research.
And I know for a fact there are scientific things, like it actually does boost your testosterone 45% from not doing it. But then there is that little magical, mystical thing where it's like the clouds start looking more beautiful and like dogs start approaching you.
start talking to animals.
Right?
And that's the thing. That sounds like psychedelics. No, it's literally – people say – bro, if you could put this in a pill and sell it, oh my God, everyone will be buying it. But you just have to...
It's just restraint.
Imagine that. It's just you have to do literally... It's the absence of doing something that can give you these effects as opposed to doing something. So stay away from kids and do nofap.
Nope.
Stay away from drugs, kids, and do nofap.
Stay away from kids, yeah.
Stay away from kids.
I mean,
yeah, yeah.
You should probably do that too, you know, just to be safe in this crazy world. But look, okay, that's enough about nofap, but I'm interested in this. Look, the name of this show is Share Your Scare, and everyone's got a scare right now. So tell me, what's your scare?
Dying alone. I have a whole bunch. I'll start with a little ghost story.
Okay, let's go.
That I'm assuming you guys have had ghost stories also.
Yeah.
Maybe cooler than mine, but I'll start with mine
first. Let's hear it.
I was filming. This was probably a year ago at Drexel University, one of the classrooms. Super late, funny little skit, something a little corny and funny. And like I said, it was midnight. We're filming. I have this wig on. I'm pretending to be some teacher or something. I'm screaming for the clip. And then I hear what sounds like a woman scream from a floor above. It was like, sounded like it was a floor above and down the hallway. So I was screaming. I was like, and you need to do this and do that. And then me and my friend who was in the room, we both turned and looked and we're like, did someone just scream? Like midnight screaming? That's a little spooky.
Yeah.
And didn't think much of it other than it was just creepy and let's just not go up there or whatever. And then we got the footage back. Went back that night and Noah played back the footage from the clip of me saying my thing. I'm like, la, la. And then right into the camera, you hear this voice that's like,
What?
Like, it was like a little girl moaning or like,
Like scared.
Like scared.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I was like, no way. Like, it sounded like a woman screaming from a floor above.
Yeah.
But yet on camera, it translated to something right in the microphone. Oh, and I was like, okay, well, let's do the ghost. What was it called? Ghost Hunters? Uh-huh. That show. Let's do the debunk it. Maybe it was the mic. Did a little malfunction. We tried everything. And it was like,
wow,
this was clearly a little girl's voice. And I chalked it up to because we were screaming and being scary, it scared the little ghost girl. And
wow,
she felt like, oh, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
And I'll let you play it for you. It's like clear as day, like undeniable that it was a little ghost.
Really?
And of course I look up, well, let's see, what was this building? Like, did anyone die in here? It was a mental hospital.
No way.
Where people died and everything.
Shit.
And I was like, there you go. Ghosts are real.
Wow.
So that's one little ghost story.
That's crazy, man. Just because, like, you know, we've heard things that, you know, and you kind of chalk it up in the moment to like Did we actually hear that? Mm-hmm. But the fact that you have it like clear as day on video, that's something else.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever even put it in a vlog or in a video. So I think that made me want to actually put it out there
you
publicly.
Should, yeah.
Because it's absolutely terrifying.
That could be your clickbait
voice.
Right there.
It was almost, it's undeniable proof for me at least that ghosts are real or there is some sort of weird afterlife vibe going on that I don't know about.
Right, or a whole spiritual plane that you can't see, you know what I mean? That's just around us. Like, there could be a ghost sitting in that chair for all we know, you know?
Vibing.
Chilling.
So there was that. That was one thing. Another one, this happened at Noah's house. I don't know if it was a ghost, whatever, but it was just very weird to me. I was showering. We were up at 5 a.m. We were going to a shoe release. It was like what you did back in the day. And I was in the shower. Noah was upstairs. He was the only other person in the house. And I'm in the shower, and then I hear Ryan. And I was like, from like in the common area of the basement.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, yo, what's up? And then nothing. And then I heard like a, and I was like, what? And then I was like, okay, whatever. Like, that's weird. And then there was nobody there. And I went out, nobody's there. Noah was upstairs the whole time in the shower. And he eventually came down. I was like, did you call me down here? He was like, no, what? And I was like, who said my name? Like,
that's scary.
And it wasn't like a diddling or a noise or something. Someone really said my name, and I was like, okay, ghosts are real.
Yeah.
There was that.
That's kind of scary that a ghost would actually know your name. Like, that would make me not stay at that place ever again.
I would have moved out.
I would have been gone.
Yeah, it was like clear as day, too. Not like, oh, I might have heard something that resembled. It was to the point where I responded like, yo, what's up? Because I thought he was asking for me.
Look, I will share one of our stories, a robbery story. You know, that's one of, I feel like, our scariest moments because I looked death in its face, bro.
Yeah, straight up.
Okay.
I thought you were going to die.
I thought I was going to die, bro.
Yeah.
Let me tell you this story.
I'm worried.
So we've never actually talked about this story on the internet or any podcast ever. Like, we kind of posted a little bit like at one point, but then we were told to take it down because it was this serious. So we're on Melrose. I was filming a music video and we were just, I had this full, it was a fake watch, right? I was wearing this fake bust down, like fully
from Amazon.
From Amazon. Okay. It was like $10 and I had like chains on because I was being a rapper, you know?
Okay.
And we're walking down Melrose we have footage of these guys because they passed us in a prior during the day. And that's when they noticed us. And then they were watching us, and they came and got us after. Okay,
yeah, so I was the camera guy, and I had like a full Ronin, like a stabilizer. If you guys don't know, it's a huge camera thing you hold with both your hands. And we also had a girl with us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so they were like boyfriend, girlfriend. So I was literally shooting them like walking down Melrose by like No Jumper store, doing like twists and turns. And there was one period where these like dudes walked out the door. And Brennan, like, almost bumped into them and was like, oh, like, my bad. But I still was filming.
Yeah.
So later on, we walked back to the car. I put the camera down.
He puts the camera down, and I go onto the driver's side. So this is right in between, like, Urban Outfitters and Starbucks on Melrose.
Okay.
And it's a very popular area. It's at 2 p.m. It's literally midday time.
Okay.
I'm opening my door. Like, I'm in a truck at the time. We open my door. I'm changing, like, standing up outside of the car. So, like, my back is, like, facing the door. Like, if I wanted to run forward, I couldn't because my door was open, right?
It was wedged up into the corner.
Yeah, I was in the corner. And these two – I see these guys. As I'm changing, I see these guys walk on the sidewalks. I'm in the street. My car is parked right there. These two guys are on the sidewalk. They walk, and I see them pass Jake, right? And I see them turn around and come back. Immediately, I have this feeling in my heart, like, I wanted to say, like, Jake, watch out. But it happened so fast. They turn around. They start coming back. One crosses the back of the car to come towards me, and the other one goes to Jake.
So the dude comes up to me, and so my first reaction was to grab the camera and have it in my hand. Because I don't know why I thought that's, like, what he was going to try to steal. Big, expensive camera thing. So he comes up to me, and I thought he was joking at first.
Uh-huh.
But he was like, give me the fucking camera. Give it to me. And I was like, I kind of, like, snarked at him, and I was like, ah, like, no way. Like, I thought he was completely f***ing with me.
Yeah.
Pressed me, like, a couple more times to give it to me, and I was like, nah. Like, I kept stepping back.
Uh-huh.
And by this time, he kind of, like, gave up on me. He was like, went away. Yeah. Maybe he saw the camera, how big it was, and how, like, it wasn't going to be an easy thing to take away from me.
Hold on. Before he ran up on the other side, this was all both happening at the same time.
Exact same time.
Our stories, like, are happening at the same time, because the other guy crossed to me.
And I had no, I wasn't looking at him. We were, like, I was facing the guy here. Brennan was facing the guy, like, the other way. So, like, we had no interaction with each other.
So, basically, the guy comes up from behind the car, comes up to me and goes, hey, yo, give me that Rolly. And I was like, I ain't giving you shit. Like, first he was just a dude. He's the same height as me. Like, I'm keeping in mind, I have a broken hand. Like, I have a left hand is broken, so I'm wearing the watch in my right hand. So the guy, I'm not giving you shit. Like, I was playing hard at first, and then he goes, he's like, give me the fucking rolly. And I'm like, no, I'm not giving you anything. He unzips his fanny that he has across his back, pulls out a gun, right? He shows me he has a gun. He goes, give me the fucking rolly. And I'm looking at him, and I'm still like, nah. Like
I still said nah,
even though it's fake. Like, I should have just given it to him at that moment. But he goes to his homie, he says across the car, yo, I'm about to pop this motherfucker to his homie that was trying to get Jake's thing. And I'm like, oh, shit. All right, here. It's fake, bro. You want it? He's like, give me that shit. Takes it. And then I'm wearing, like, hundreds of dollars worth of rings, like, just silver rings.
Like, chrome hearts.
Chrome hearts, you know, Great Frog, like, really nice rings. And I had one that was, like, a diamond one, but it was also a fake diamond ring. And he grabs my finger, rips that off, and then they start backing up. Like, they just robbed me of all my shit. And, like, luckily they didn't look at my car because I had my Louis Vuitton duffel bag in there. Yeah. Like, I had a lot of really expensive shit in there at the time. And he just wanted this stuff. And I just ended up giving to him after, I really saw the thing. And, like, in this moment when I saw the gun, I started seeing, like, all the possible. Like, it was so fast, but it was so slow. That was the thing. Like, I was like, shit, okay, I can karate chop this guy with my broken arm. But then I got to fight it out. Or I can maybe just try to push him. And I don't know. Like, I was thinking of everything. And then I was like, nah, I just got to give it to him. So I just ended up giving it to him. And then he ends up backing up. I'm like kind of free at this moment. The first thing I think of is calling the cops, right? I should have never done that because it's been such a long road because I called the cops, had to go to court, had to identify these people.
Yeah.
It was f***ed. And like when I went into court and tried to identify them, they said my name, like, all right, Brendan Taylor, come to stand. And I see the guy write my goddamn name.
Oh, so they got him.
They ended up getting him. But they got one of them. Oh, yeah. Look, I'll tell you this. Anyways, he goes up to the girl, rips her necklace off of her neck. They run off. I call the cops. 30 cop cars pull up
undercover, yeah,
everything,
like,
because
nuts.
Like, it's been happening a lot on Melrose, people getting robbed. Like, supposedly it's really dangerous in Melrose. And we ended up having, like, the video of these guys, like, not robbing us, but from earlier the day. We give it to them, end up having to go to court. They catch them. One of the guys is being charged with, like, attempted murder. And that was probably – it was the same guy that robbed me, because the guy that they caught that I had to identify was the guy that robbed Jake. So that guy was literally legit down to kill. Because he was being charged for another crime, for attempted murder.
Yeah.
All for, like, a fake watch, too. So, like, and they caught them both. Like, they had them both. It took them, like, a month or two, but...
Smash cut to you. I ain't giving you shit.
Yeah!
Dude, it was crazy, because, like, scary. That's how we are. Like, we'll try to defend ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, I've never really been in a fight. I don't want people to know that, you know? Because I'm always like, what's up now? But, like, I don't know. I feel like me and Brennan, I feel like not going to... Like, we could have, like... punch them. We talked about it later.
Yeah,
but the problem was, like, we couldn't see each other. So,
yeah.
Like, if I would have done it, he would have had to do it the same thing. Or,
right.
Like,
it just was like this hard...
And so bad.
For what? It's like, okay, they got your stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
Nothing's ever worth your life, really.
Yeah,
so.
It wasn't. But we haven't been to Melrose since.
Yeah,
like, we refused to go there.
It's so dangerous. Like, a lot of shit is happening. I know you have a robbery story, too, and I would love to hear it.
This is why I just continue to... I mean, you see what I'm wearing?
Mm-hmm.
Gap. Like, I'm bringing this back. I don't feel the need. I'll wear designer stuff here and there. But after my little run-in, I was like, yeah, this whole money thing is not the move anymore. Because I was on Rodeo. Mm-hmm. It was like Beverly Hills. And I think we were walking out of Saks Fifth or something, or Barney's, one of the two. Nighttime. So it was dark. And it was not in my mind that, like, oh, let's make sure that we're, like,
especially
safe.
Rodeo.
Yeah.
That place that you think it's, like, we're decently heavily populated. There was nobody on the street, really, just the one or two people here and there. We weren't in the main, I don't know if it's called a thoroughfare or whatever, on the main street, but we were in by Saks Fifth, got out of there, bags and bags. And before I went into one of the stores, I had two bags on me, and this group of guys came, walked by me. Whatever, I wasn't gonna, like, think that they were doing up to any no good or nothing. And they came up to me and they're like, hey, are you going in here? And I was like, oh no, I'm going to this store. And then I was like, all right,
it's just a weird conversation.
Yeah, walked to the next store, come out later, got all my bags, and then I see them again, and then they walk by me, and then I was like, and I'm just kind of, like, walking, and I sit down my stuff down by a bus stop. And now it's me, Noah, and Rob there. Now we all have our bags. And then they walk by again behind me. And Rob and Noah, I don't think, had noticed them. And I was just like, we have probably $15,000 worth of merchandise in these bags.
Wow.
I was like, huh. and then just walk by again. And then I see them talking in the distance, and then they put their hoods up, and I was like, okay. So here we are sitting ducks, and these guys have walked by me numerous times now. Now they have their hoods coming up, and then they're walking towards us now. I was like, yo, let's walk over here. So I get around, let's just cross the thing. The crosswalk was at like 5 seconds left or something. We just booked it across, and then the traffic started immediately. So then these guys couldn't. Yeah. Just physically no way to run through the traffic. And we had just, I don't know what had happened, but they were following us all the way up to the crosswalk.
Oh, man.
And why else would you have your hood up?
Yeah.
And come by four times walking by me. And I was like, oh, I knew for a fact what they were going to do.
Yeah.
They would unhand the bags, and that would have been it. I would have been like, okay, well, it's a size. It's a golden goose, size 10, whatever. Like, enjoy. And I had a similar experience where I was in Chick-fil-A and some goony looking dudes came up, and I just know when people know me because I can just tell. I mean, you guys know it too.
Yeah.
They'll be in, it's the Taylor brothers. It's the Taylor brothers. He's got the tats and the nurse brother. You know when people know you. So I was standing there, and then I could tell they were like looking at me and probably talking about me, and then waiting there, and they like weren't getting food. And I was like, what the heck? I don't know if they followed me here or something. And then I was walking. I walked out. I had my bus down on,
damn,
too.
I warned him about the bus down, too. I was like, bro, like, you got to insure this. Like, sketch. Bro.
So I had the bus down on, and I saw them. They were just looking at me, eyeing me. And I ended up going out one of the exits, and then they started following me. And I got in my car too fast to the point where they couldn't. They're not going to knock on the glass or nothing. Little incidents like that, and who knows, maybe I was tripping or something,
right.
But still, it's not worth
it, bro. And let's talk about, like, you know, being in this social media, like, especially in LA, being like big on social media, like, I feel like it's scary sometimes.
It is.
Like, I don't do anything like alone. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, like, I always have like my brother with me or someone, but it's sketch.
And you can't trust anybody,
no,
period.
No one.
And what are we supposed to do? Like, some people thought you got to get a strap. And I've heard of my other friends actually getting beat up and actually stuff robbed. And and I was like, look, I'm not going to fight somebody. Like,
right.
I'm not here to fight people. I don't feel comfortable walking strapped up, because then it's like, now I need to be, hey,
yeah, like, and if you get in trouble, like, or get caught by cops, like, that's a serious crime to be walking around.
Yeah, it's not worth it. Like,
even if you're whatever legal carry to carry, you know how they do people nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm legal to. He had a gun on him.
Right.
Yeah.
Like.
Exactly. It's like me and Jake, we always have knives on us. Like, at least a pocket knife. At least we have something to kind of defend ourselves. But, like, the whole having guns thing, like, it's hard. You can't do that. Like, it's impossible to get a concealed carry.
In California. It's really, really hard. But, yeah.
So it's like, what do you do? Just not go anywhere?
Exactly.
So I'd be on that.
I'd be on the not going anywhere. Like, luckily, COVID is happening. Not luckily, COVID has.
I am so.
Yeah, be careful what you say. No, but, like, I now that this is happening, like, we don't have to go anywhere, which is the good thing.
Yes.
But, like, during normal times, like, it's there's been a lot of run-ins where, like, people notice you and you don't know if they're a fan or if they're, like, a hater. Like, I've gone places where I'm a little scared that someone's gonna, like, I don't want to say what I'm scared of, and then
yeah.
it happens.
Yeah,
but, like,
yeah, exactly.
You know, like, running into a hater that just wants to go viral and do something stupid, you
Facts.
Know? Because that shit does happen.
Yeah, and so I think the only way to avoid that is, number one, not trying to go everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I know people that are every party, everything.
Yeah.
Not me.
Not me, man.
I don't do that, man. Like,
If
I'm going to a function for a networking or something, I've heard of people going to network functions and getting their chains taken and stuff. So no chains, none of that. And you can't even flex, like, on Instagram either, to a certain extent, because then people know you have stuff.
And they're waiting for it.
And they're, like, waiting. Maybe they'll have it in his car or something. There's a price to pay.
I mean, it comes down to the whole thing where, like, there's times where we go walk his dog and we're like, watches off.
Oh, I always
just to walk around
off.
The neighborhood, you know?
And, like, especially, I'm promoting this app for free, but it's a good app to have. It's called Citizen, and it'll tell you, like, all the crimes that happen in your area, and it'll notify you. And literally down the street from my house, there was, like, a robbery. Literally one block. And, like, I was walking my dog, and my brother goes, yo, be careful tonight.
I walked out the house, and I saw some dude. I mean, it could have been not related. Some white guy that looked like he wasn't in the supposed to be in, like, the area.
Like, you're looking.
Yeah, and I walked out, I looked at him, and he kind of, like, ducked out a little bit, and then he came out and was walking, and I was like, And I was like, which way are you going? Because I parked right. And he was like, oh, I'm going to go straight. And I was like, all right, just like keep an eye out, you know?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So I turned. The guy followed me, but he was like way far back. Yeah. That, like, I wasn't worried.
Uh-huh.
I'm driving home and Brennan texted me a screenshot. And I was like, some guy got like
– someone literally got rubbed at gunpoint down the road that he went to park his car.
Yeah.
And like that could have been me or that could have been him. Like it's just like life is scary right now.
Dude,
it's the world we live in.
I got a story. I got one story that just happened. This was with my girlfriend. This literally happened a couple nights ago. And we parked. I get out the car and I hear like talking. It was like 9 o'clock. I hear talking. So I like looked away. I was like, is there someone right here?
Uh-huh.
There's nobody. When I looked at my girlfriend to get out of her car, there was some like homeless dude in with a walker by her door.
Oh.
And he was the one that was talking. She was still in her car because she must have saw him and I didn't see. And he was like, hey, dude, like, do you have any money? And I was like, nah, bro. Do you have any cigarettes? And he like kept talking to me. And I was like, hey, bro, like, do you mind moving so like my girl can get out the car?
Facts.
And he's like, rawr! And he shook his fucking cart and was like his walker and was getting all angry. And so I was like, ah, like I could either fuck with him or I could like just like be scared. So I was like, you better move that fine little ass before I fuck it. I told him.
Whoa.
And he goes, whoa, and throws it and spins around at me like he's like gonna come at me. And so I was like,
so much for the walker.
Yeah. He didn't even need the walker. He came at me like full force and I was like, oh shit. Like, I thought this dude couldn't walk, you know? Comes at me and he comes like really close to me and I'm like about to like grab my knife and I was like, yo, back the fuck up. And he goes, oh, like, I was just gonna dap you up because that was funny as fuck. And I was like, nah, bro, you like, you ain't serious. Like, back up, dog. And like, it was just like that. I shouldn't have tested him, but like that's just like one of those situations.
Jake needs to control himself though, because he does like to test people too much. Oh, I do too, God. Only when I'm drunk though. But
I have to defend him when he's drunk.
When those I'm drunk, like anyone bumps into me at the club, what's up, homie? I almost got beat up by what was the guy's
Blake Griffin.
Blake
you
Griffin,
hear this story?
Bro. Blake Griffin almost beat my ass.
No, he almost beat my ass. Listen to this.
It's a packed ass night on Saturday. We're at Hyde, right? Mm-hmm. This is one of the most popping clubs in LA at the time, and it was so packed that we can barely move. And I was like, let's do this dance, guys, where we go like this, you know, move
and like,
people out of the way.
Push everyone out.
And there was this girl that I bumped into. And I'm thinking, like, I'm hot shit there because I knew one of the big promoters, right? Mm-hmm. This girl goes, hey, watch out. And I was like, hey, don't make me get you kicked out of here. Like, just being a smartass, right? Not knowing. Yeah. No, I was drunk and I was being stupid. And, like, anyways, I apologize now to this girl if she hears this. Anyways, she goes, oh, you did not say that. She walks away, and I'm like, oh, like, I don't think
like,
she.
Who the f- does she know?
Yeah, she must know someone better than
like,
I do.
You messed up. I'm like, oh no.
Oh no. Right? So it turns out this is Blake Griffin's girlfriend.
But tell him where'd you went. Right when you heard.
Right when I heard that, I dipped. I was like, I'm gonna go hide. So me and my friend who was there, she's like, here, wear my jacket, put my hood on. Cause I just had a bad feeling about this. Like, I just knew this was not gonna end well.
Okay.
I go outside. I'm like outside. I'm sitting where like all the smokers are, and I'm just like kind of just hiding. I have like my a different jacket on, and I'm kind of like hiding.
Wig on.
Yeah, because I didn't know what was gonna happen. Turns out it's Blake Griffin's girlfriend, and they come after Jake because she thought Jake was me.
Yeah. And mind you, like, he was wearing no hat. I'm wearing a hat. Like, we were wearing different color, like, full outfits. Like, you had to know that we weren't the same person.
He has full tattoos. I didn't.
Was it Blake Griffin who was coming
out? Blake Griffin came up to Jake.
Bro, Blake Griffin came up to me with, like, a squad of bodyguards. And he came up to me. He's like, what the fuck happened? Like, what's up? And I was with my girlfriend, too. And I was like, dude, I don't know what you're talking about. That was not fucking me. And the girl was like, it's him. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, nah. And my girlfriend was like with me and she was like trying to peek her head in. And I'm like, yeah, like this is my girlfriend. We're just having a good fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what's up. And he like reached his hand over and he shook my hand. And he's like, all right, bro, like good shit. Like, and walked away.
But like it could have been like, if it was me and he came up to me, I would have been like, yeah, it was me. And then who knows what would have happened, man.
I'm trying to think of how she described you, because she must have been like, there's the guy who, whatever, talked to me, some racially ambiguous guy with facial hair and like kind of stylish. And then
that guy.
Yeah, like me wearing a hat, like all tatted, just like chilling. I'm like,
it was him.
Christ.
But like, yeah, no one else matches that description.
At that point, I like kind of wanted Blake Griffin to hit me, because like that would have been like on the news everywhere the next day.
Too.
But dude, that dude's hand was like, two of mine.
Yeah,
shook my hand and I was like, God damn. I was like,
no, he was there with the bodyguard, so they would have. He would have just been like, yeah, get him.
Yeah, I would have been thrown out.
And you would have never been back in. So it was like some like weird incidents that have happened, but like it's been close calls with us.
Yeah, we have so many stories.
Man. Do you have another story? Go ahead.
I have only one more.
All right.
This one was random. This is about more bodily problems. I was having some anxiety problems. Like my mood was just very off, and it was through a year of doing YouTube in school and college and essays, and it had kind of got to me at a certain point and burned me out. So I was suffering from some anxiety things where I didn't feel like myself. So then the doctor prescribed me Lexapro, and I was like, oh, I've never taken – I can barely swallow pills. Like, I'm a grown-ass man. I can't swallow pills. So I'm not – I don't do any medication, nothing. And he just was like, oh, you should try this. Like, this could really help you out. And I was like, sure, let's run it. I don't – what do I have to lose? Yeah. I looked at so many reviews saying, changed my life. I did it for a little bit, got off of it. I've never been better. And I was like, that sounds quite delightful. So I took the one pill the one day, and nothing really happened for one moment. Everything kind of got dizzy, and I was like, whoa, what the heck? And then they were like, oh, some of the side effects are dizziness or whatever. Day two, I wake up, and my chest – I took the pill the second day. Chest felt like I was skydiving. When I woke up, I was like, whoa, what the heck? I feel bad right now. Like, what the heck? My vision was, like, blurry and off. Like, some sort of cord in my eyeballs was off. And I was like, yo, am I good? Like, what's the pill doing to me? I only taken two of these joints. And everyone was like, one of the symptoms is more anxiety. Like, the first week is really bad sometimes, and then it gets better after the first week. And I was like, damn, like, this is bad, dude. Yeah. Whatever. They're like, just get past the first week. I was like, all right, past the first week. I'm a hero. Like, I'm a fighter. And then I took it again that night, third pill. I wake up in the morning. I wake up at 3 a.m. I'm shaking uncontrollably. I can't feel my heart beating. Oh, I was like, feeling my pulse. I was like, I can't feel my heart.
I'm dead right now.
Jesus? I was like, what the heck? And I get up and I'm tweaked out, like vision almost completely gone, blurred out. Nothing looks right. And I start dry heaving. I start like throwing up, but nothing's coming out. And I'm like, I got to go to the hospital. Like, I got to go. And then we go to the emergency room. They don't really do much for me. They're just like, you should stop taking those pills. And I was like, oh, no wonder. You think so? So I was like, I came down a little bit. I wasn't tweaking anymore. I wasn't dry heaving anymore. So my vision's met blurry. I feel like I'm skydiving still. And it's been days after these pill incidents. And I'm like, yo, what the heck happened to me? I was like, when are these pills going to stop affecting me? Oh, there's a half-life of the pill, blah, blah, blah. It'll eventually leave your system. You'll get back to normal. 2-3 months go by and my vision has not gotten better.
No way.
And
no
way. I go to the doctor. I'm like, dude. What happened to my vision? Like, it's blurry. I can't. Everything looks different. What happened? He said, "Oh, I've never heard of that happening before."
No way.
I was like, "Dude, what?" He was like, "The only symptoms that my patients got were dry mouth, a little bit of lost appetite." I was like, "Dude, are you serious? Like, I'm stuck like this." And I ended up having to go for months. I did all types of therapies and craniosacral therapy where they move your head and get your blood flow to get more blood flow to your eyes, to your brain, and all this stuff. The vision stuff is fixed, but I actually now still have vision problems from if ever I get a little nervous, everything starts to get very weird again.
No way. Do you think it was something to do with that pill?
I think it must have tweaked something where now my anxiety manifests through my vision. And I had other I will never take another pill ever again as long as I live.
Wow.
Even Tylenol, I'm like, is the headache that bad? I just don't. I will never put another pill.
Yeah.
In
so how are you going to get away with that no COVID vaccine thing?
So what do you mean? Like
when the vaccine comes out,
are you going to get that?
Are you going to get it? Like, how you feel about that?
No one's putting no chips in me.
That's even another conversation. I don't know. Because some people have which y'all probably are thinking like, oh, they're going to put something in there and it's going to wipe you out. Like, they could very easily do that. They could put something in you that in 5 years, it'll just kill everyone. Mm-hmm. And you can do that. Or it could be real and it actually could prevent the virus, whatever. But a bunch of people aren't going to get it. And I'm just like, if the government or Illuminati or whoever is trying to control all of us or wipe us all out, they're going to do it regardless.
Oh, for sure.
People think that you're not putting that thing in me. Yeah. They're going to get you.
They can smoke the whole Earth or something.
People like,
you know?
And put it in your food or something.
Yeah,
in
water, food, anything.
Shooting rays out of your phone. I don't know.
It can happen.
5G energy batteries to your brain.
Honestly, I don't put anything past anything nowadays. Like, I've seen a lot of shit. now that I'm like, you know what? Anything is possible.
I feel like each day something else happens. You're just like, God damn.
I mean, like, look, they just had – I mean, think about it, though. Think of how hard the government's working. Like, because remember those killer hornets?
Oh, yeah.
Where'd they go? they were here for, like, a week, and now they're gone? Like, they're trying to kill people.
And but... you can see each news outlet and how they make their little stories and little segments to fall into their own narrative. And I do think a lot of stuff is real, and there's no – virus isn't fake.
Like, yeah.
It's real stuff, but there's so much that we don't know. And the second people think that they do know – they're probably more lost than ever because it's a conspiracy and they're trying, and the government's trying to do this. And bro, if it was that simple and that easy to figure out, the government wouldn't know.
Exactly.
They're doing stuff more secret than you could ever imagine.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, there's so, I would love to have like a conspiracist on the podcast and just hear what they have to say. Cause it's so interesting. You know what I mean? Cause it really does make you think.
Or even like an expert, like a government expert or somebody. Cause I'm sitting there, bro, I don't know. My phone, is this a tracking device? I don't know. Hearing every conversation I have, probably.
Probably, man.
The virus.
Yeah.
So I just, I'm going with the wind.
We'll find someone, then you'll come back on and we'll all ask these questions.
Yeah, we'll have a lot of questions.
Please.
Tell the people where they can find you if they don't know you already.
You guys can find me at, I'm on Instagram at @rhino_, R-H-I-N-O _, or just type in LLS on YouTube.
And hell yeah. Make sure you give them a subscription. Watch their videos. Absolutely hilarious. Thank you for coming on, man. You are a legend. You're an awesome guy to talk to. And I'm going to take you up on that nofap. I'm going to continue this. I'm going to try to change my life and, you know, I'll do my best.
Day one. Well, what?
I'm on day 10 right now, baby. We're going strong.
You, day...
none right now.
Day one.
Day one. Day, day one.
Anyways, we're going to get this started. Thank you so much, and can't wait to hear you guys' spooky stories.
Bye.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to Sus. Share your scare. Make sure to subscribe and check back every Wednesday for new episodes, and don't forget to tell your friends. Follow all of our social media links at shareyourscare.com. We're going to be doing tons of giveaways, but only for our most active fans. If you have a scare of your own that you want to share, leave us a voicemail. Our number is 626-275-8695. Or if you just want to shoot us an email, our email is shareyourscarepod@gmail.com. And that's spelled with a U-R. Until next Wednesday, stay sus.